now playing in Los Angeles. Exquisite food and drink, world-class art everywhere, spectacular sports, and dazzling Hollywood attractions. Yep, I'm talking about L.A. L.A. offers the full variety of a food scene, from game-changing taco trucks to 35 Michelin stars. And do you know that Los Angeles has more museums, theaters than New York? Take that, New York! Get your fix in music, film, comedy, and world-class museums. Wow, L.A. has a chip on its shoulder. Plus, get behind-the-scenes movie magic with a world-famous studio tour, exclamation point. That's something that should be on everybody's bucket list. Start here with discoverla.com. L.A., they say it's better than New York. Dunkin' Cold K cup pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Okay. God, I love saying that. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker. Just brew over ice and sip in seconds. Bold, smooth Dunkin'. Taste you know and love. Find Dunkin' Cold Coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.
Conan O'Brien needs a fan. Want to talk to Conan? Visit teamcoco.com/callconan. Okay, let's get started.
Hey.
Oh, for God's sake. Oh, for God's sake.
I've got a croissant, too.
Okay, we should explain because this is a podcast. David, why don't you introduce?
Manu, meet Conan and Sona.
Manu. Hi, guys. Hi, Sona.
Hi.
Hi, Conan.
Okay, of course. Thank you. Manu, let me explain to people what just happened. We were told this next fan that I was going to talk to is a gentleman who's living in France, who is of Belgian descent, but is living in France. And then you popped up on our screen, and he's wearing the cliched beret red scarf and was biting into a giant baguette. Like a total wise ass.
I'm sorry,
Manu, that was very funny. I have to give it to you. That was very, very funny.
Oh, that's great.
That really made me laugh. I was all, of course, I'm on guard thinking, I don't want to touch on any of the stereotypes. And then you start with the most ridiculous, you look like a cartoon character right now.
I know.
It's fantastic.
But, you know, one part of me said, you have to do this. And the other part said, no, don't do this. This is stupid. And then the other part again said, yeah, but this is for Conan. And then the one part said again, well, fair enough. So,
Manu, you did the exact right thing, and we applaud you. It's absolutely hilarious. And
thank you so much.
I think your countrymen will be mad at you.
Well, probably. I hope nobody in France is watching this. But anyway. I'm taking off the beret right now.
That's good. Well, Manu, it's lovely to meet you. You are talking to us from a region of France, a town called, is it Nassigny?
It's Nassigny.
Nassigny.
Nassigny, yes, exactly.
Nassigny. And tell us where that is. That is south of... Where,
actually,
Paris?
it's 200 miles south of Paris, and it is the geographical center, if you include Corsica, of France. So if you really point your finger in the middle of France, that's where it is. Although I have to say there are like about 5 villages who claim to be the center, the geographical center of France. So
screw them. Manu, I hate, you know what? They're all liars and posers.
I know.
I think Nassigny is, am I saying it correctly?
Yes, well, sort of, but fair enough, good enough.
Nassigny. Okay, forget it. Yeah. You're from this place that I think is the actual true center, and I declare it so. I declare, and I have that power.
We have a statue. We really have a statue, you know, like a une borne, like they say in French, which has the map of France as the geographical center. So
great. Okay, so you have actually been proclaimed the very center of France, which makes me happy.
Yes.
Now, tell me a little bit about yourself. You're originally from Belgium, is that right?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, and then, of course, not a big journey to make your way to France.
No, it's not a huge journey. It's only an 8-hour drive, basically.
Right.
But right. I used to live in Belgium. I'm a 45-year-old homosexual man.
Guess what? It is. You just. It's 2021.
I know.
You do not have to whisper that or do a stage whisper homosexual.
No, but you know.
Do you identify then as Belgian or do you identify as French?
No, I definitely identify as Belgian.
Okay.
I do. Yeah. I've been living here now. I actually moved here after the first lockdown in Belgium.
You're pretty new to France.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been living here now for a little bit over a year. So,
okay.
Yeah.
What is your profession?
I actually used to be a creative director in the high-end menswear retail industry.
Wow.
Yeah. So okay. I did that for over 25 years, except for a couple of years where I was off. And yeah, I really loved my job. I have to say I loved every second of it. But at the end, I was kind of like, you know, I was a bit done with it. I was, you know, I reached my ceiling and my parents actually bought this property in France about 30 years ago. And there is a little house, a little old lock keeper's house nearby, which now I am renovating into an Airbnb.
Oh, wow. Wait, yeah. So a lock keeper's house, that means a lock keeper is someone who has a house on a canal. Is that right?
Exactly. And it's actually a canal that was commissioned by Napoleon in the late 1700s. So this house actually is from 1807. My house is from 1823, I think.
Oh, my God. You know what I love about this is something that always fascinates me about Europe is that you're living in a house that was built in 1807. And that means nothing in Europe. People don't even think twice about 1807. I'm living in a house that this is to tell you what it's like in Los Angeles. We had some problem with a pipe underneath our house and they came to work on it. And I asked the guy, what's up with that pipe? And he went, yeah, it's kind of tricky. We see problems with pipes in homes that were built. And he actually said this way back in 2004. I was like, yeah. Oh, yeah, right. During George W. Bush's first term, before they knew about plumbing, Los Angeles, where if you can find a house from the 90s, it's an archaeological find.
Well, I can tell you this, we have no plumbing. So in the house that I'm renovating now, there was just like an exit going into a pit in the ground. So that's where everything, you know, dissolved basically back in those days.
We don't have to get into the specifics of what happened to the fecal waste. But the important thing is, Sona, you know, it's you grew up. How did you?
What are you saying?
No.
What are you saying?
Well, you,
no. No.
You came
no,
from a different.
No. No. I thought you guys had, like, stop. No.
I thought your father dug a hole in the backyard. Anyway, the point is.
What an awful person.
What a great man. I'm talking about Manu, not myself.
I like Manu.
So that's fascinating. So you're going to have this Airbnb. I have to caution you, Manu, that many people love the idea of an Airbnb, and then what happens is the people start showing up, and they're assholes, you know?
Yeah,
and they want to know you know, this isn't, the croissant is a little dry, the towels aren't quite big enough, we're not getting the water pressure we want. Do you think you're going to be able to handle that over the long haul?
Oh, definitely. Listen, I have worked for, like over 25 years in a bit of a, you know, specific industry with people with very, very high demands. We're very high end. So, like, you know, luxury of luxury. And these people, they really, really are very high demanding. So I think my B&B, and by the way, I'm not really aiming towards that kind of crowd.
Right.
It's going to be a little bit less than that. But
A little more relaxed.
A little bit more chill, a bit more relaxed. You know, like families with kids and people with a good income, but, you know, not the top. That's not really my crowd.
So you're not retired. You're kind of, you've just switched over into something much less stressful.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I have to say, I switched because I felt like this was the time to do it. Also, COVID kind of like was a bit of a sign for me to say, okay, if you want to do it, you have to do it now. Everything, you know, is kind of like, pointing towards this moment. And I love my job. I really did. I love my boss. I shout out to Merken, where I used to work for so many years. But it was just time for something new.
And yeah. Well, I can relate because I did a late night talk show here in America for 28 years and really loved it. But then got to that point where I thought I have done this and done this and done this and done this. And it's time for something new. Yeah. So I'm going to run an Airbnb in the very center of France. And I'm going to
welcome.
No, I'm going to get one right next to yours. And I'm going to undercut you on price and totally screw you over.
Yeah. Well, there's no house next to me, so you're going to have to. You know.
I'm going to build one. I'm having a builder from Los Angeles come out to build a quick, shitty house.
You're going to have a bigger pit for poop.
Let me tell you one thing. France is amazing. It really is an amazing country, but it is a bureaucratical nightmare.
Yes, I can imagine.
If you want to build, if you want to pass gas, you have to fill in like 12 forms for three different, divisions. It's crazy. Yes.
Nothing brings a family together like a large two-topping pizza. It's the perfect way to celebrate any occasion. This happens all the time at my house.
Yeah.
I say, kids, let's get together. Your father wants to tell you stories of his childhood. Nobody comes running, all right? But guess what? When I get one of those two large two-topping pizzas at Domino's, suddenly everybody wants to hear from Daddy. At Domino's, you can carry out large two-topping pizzas for just $6.99 for this week only. No limit on number of pizzas. You know, what toppings do you like? I like pepperoni.
I like olive. I like bell pepper. I like mushrooms. I know you don't like mushrooms. I like mushrooms.
Yeah. Well, you didn't have to out me as a no mushroom guy, but okay. Domino's Pizza. That's the way to get the whole family together. And this is a great deal. Visit Domino's.com or use the app to order your large two-topping pizzas for $6.99 each. Carry out only. You must ask for this limited time offer. Valid 4/22 through 4/28. Tax may apply. Prices, participation, and charges may vary. Sona, what would you do with $100 billion? Seriously.
Oh, I would buy a country.
Okay. I would buy just a ton of yachts and private jets, and I would duct tape them all together and then just have it go in a circle in the Pacific Ocean.
What?
Yeah. I don't know, just to be a total jerk. Anyway, there is a correct answer.
Oh.
And it's build incredible cities in fantastical locations while competing with your friends to be the biggest tycoon in the world. What do you think of that answer?
That's better than mine.
Yep, and mine, which you can do with Monopoly Go, the hit mobile game that's so much fun, it's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's the fun of classic Monopoly on the go, anytime, anywhere, endless new surprises like tons of boards and crazy mini games. You can team up with your chums on community chess and tournaments to get big money, or you can go after their fortune changing rent on your properties or even pulling a bank heist on them. So much fun. It's incredible. So start building up your billions today. Go download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play. Can't believe we've been doing this podcast for 5 years. Lots changed. But you know what? There's also things that haven't changed.
Mm.
Great taste of Miller Lite. Yeah. Hasn't changed. It was the original light beer. And to this day, for my money, it's still the best one.
It's good.
I'll fight anyone that disagrees.
Will you?
Well, not with my... I'll have someone fight for me. Miller Lite has more of the taste you want, less of the stuff you don't.
Yeah.
I like great taste, clean finish, simple ingredients.
Yeah.
You know, some of these beers, they put caramel in there.
Ugh.
Corn cobs.
Oh.
Chicory. I don't want that. I like the simple taste of Miller Lite. Classic. Undebatable quality, great taste, only 96 calories.
That's good.
It's the beer that strips away everything you don't need, holds on to what matters most, a light beer that tastes, hello, like beer.
Yeah, not like water that's just kind of beery.
Yeah, exactly. I don't like that. That's a bad name for a beer, too, water that's mostly beery. The original light beer since 1975. Times change, but you can always enjoy the great taste of Miller Lite. Tastes like Miller time. I came up with that.
Oh.
I should get paid. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Conan. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. If you're being honest, no one really knows what you do for work, especially if you're in B2B. That's a business doing business with other businesses.
Oh, I didn't know you knew what that was.
I know exactly what that is. B2B, I use that all the time. Businesses doing businesses with other businesses. Fortunately, LinkedIn has a network of professionals who get what you do, and you can reach the right people who matter most to your company. LinkedIn has over 1 billion members on its platform, including 70 million decision makers.
That's good.
Since LinkedIn members are regularly updating their work history, you can precisely build a target audience by job title, industry, company, and more. Start reaching the right people for your, get ready, B2B business with LinkedIn ads. Gets even better because LinkedIn will give you a $100 credit on your next campaign.
That's crazy.
Yeah, just go to linkedin.com/teamcoco to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/teamcoco. Terms and conditions apply. I get to say this again. Listen, LinkedIn, the place to be, right?
That's cool.
Business to business.
That's really cool.
So I'm curious about something because it's fans that call in. And are you a podcast listener? Do you listen to our podcast?
I actually listen to your podcast. I listen to a couple of podcasts, but yours is the one that I really kind of like look forward to while I'm doing my renovation. So it's,
you know what
it's
I love? I swear to God, I think more than anything in the world, I love thinking, I've had people tell me that they're in Dublin or they're in a different part of, you know, all these different parts of the world listening to our silliness. And it makes me very happy that
it's true. It's really,
it makes me happy that we found you this way. It does fill me with a lot of joy knowing that you're trying to do this important renovation and you're listening to us as we waste time.
Yeah.
No, but it's the nicest way to work. It's just to put you guys on the background and I just laugh while I'm pouring cement or doing stuff. It's amazing.
Are you pretty handy? Are you able to?
I am. I really am. I have to say I'm not as handy as my dad, who is now 75 years old, but he can work. I mean, that generation, they can work like crazy. I mean, it's insane, literally insane, but I am handy. I learn quickly. I make mistakes, of course, but then, you do it again and you try it again until it works.
I have a question, which is this town you're in. Is this a small town?
Yeah, it's not even a town. It's like a village. It has 183 people. I come from a town of over 500,000 and now I'm in a village of 183.
I've always wondered about this, Manu, which is how many people again? 183 people.
Yeah.
So you can't afford to piss anybody off. You can't because that's going to follow you. You can't just cut someone off in traffic and give them the finger and think, I won't be seeing him again because that's your dentist.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, my dentist is my brother-in-law, so that's not going to be him. But
you'd be giving him the finger anyway. Yeah.
Yeah, that is true. But no, yeah, it's, but the French, no offense, but they're poor drivers. That's what I say. I think everybody flips everybody off here, to be honest.
That's good. It's just accepted. Yeah.
More kind of a tradition.
It's waving. It's the equivalent of waving.
Exactly.
That's fantastic. That I have to say, I want to describe this for the listeners right now. What time of night is it where you are?
It is now 10 past midnight. So it's
eight. You look like you're being shot by the same cinematographer that did Godfather 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Because you have this absolutely golden, beautiful light and there's ancient stone behind you and you've got these little candles. It's the most serene backdrop I've seen on any Zoom recording ever.
Yes, I agree. And can I see your glass of wine again? I'm so sorry. I know you picked it up.
You know, I live here alone, so I always tell myself I only drink one glass of wine.
Yeah.
Oh my God! I could soak my left foot in that. That is the largest glass I've ever seen.
But I've got to tell you, it's grape juice. It's not really wine.
Oh, good.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I see. It's part of your shtick.
It's part of the shtick.
Manu, you are incorrigible. You are...
thank you so much.
That's hilarious. Well, Manu, can I answer any questions for you? I like to try and help my fans across the globe in any way I can. What can I do for you?
Well, I do have one question because I listen to your podcast quite a lot. And not only your podcast, but on different other ones, I often hear you say that you feel like you resemble a tall Belgian or Dutch woman.
Oh. Yes.
I want to know where on earth you got that idea from. Because as a Belgian, I can tell you there is no woman that I know that looks like you. So.
Wow.
Well, of course. I think it's because I have this sort of light coloring and whatever vaguely sort of Anglo-Saxon features.
Yeah.
My gender at a distance might be a mystery to some. And I'm very tall. And so it just was a fun thing for me to say, and it made people chuckle. But I in no way meant to impugn the beauty of the women in Belgium, who I'm sure are far more gorgeous. But I do believe there is a woman right now in Belgium who's 6'4", who looks just like me, exactly like me. And she's listening to this right now, and she's crying.
Well, I have to say my youngest sister is very tall and she kind of resembles you, but
yes!
I'm not going to tell her though.
No. And she'll never hear this.
God, no.
Well, I'll, you know, if you find a region, either of France or Belgium specifically where the women look like me, you have to let me know, Manu, and then I'll start making the reference more specific.
Okay, perfect. That's a deal.
This has been really fun.
I love it.
And you know what? I want to come stay at your Airbnb. I really would. And I would expect some kind of a break.
I will tell you one thing. I'm not going to pay for your flights, of course, but if you really would like to stay, you can stay here for, let's say, a week, 10 days free of charge.
14 days.
Okay, 14 days.
Come on.
18 days. 18 days.
Who negotiates?
No, let's
30
see.
Days. 14. 30 days free. And I don't, and I pay for no food. No, I'm kidding.
No, but I would get food. So.
I will steal the food from your refrigerator. I'm coming
well,
after you, Manu.
Oh,
good. I love a prop baguette that's already been bitten into. You know what? I will. I would happily pay, and I would love to see your town and hang with you, Manu. You seem like a very cool and very funny person. And thank you for going with the over-the-top French cartoonish costume, because it was a hilarious choice, and I applaud you.
Yep.
Okay, thank you so much.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan, with Conan O'Brien, Sonam Movsesian, and Matt Gourley. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Joanna Solitaroff, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, and Colin Anderson at Earwolf. Music by Jimmy Vivino. Supervising producer Aaron Blaert. Associate Talent Producer Jennifer Samples. Associate Producers Sean Doherty and Lisa Berm. Engineered by Will Beckton. Please rate, review, and subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever fine podcasts are downloaded.
This episode was produced and edited by me, Brett Morris.
This has been a Team Coco production in association with Stitcher.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
You can start your day off right when you find a professional on Angie to get your plumbing right first. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Visit Angie.com. You can do this when you Angie that.